Hello and welcome to another edition of Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews. I am your host, Scotty Waz. How are you guys doing? You heard me a couple hours before or a couple hours later, depending on when you've downloaded this and then the Chesapeake Hockey Week for the 5th. But we got a special one here for you. We're joined by Mr. Kyle Oleksiak of the Maryland Black Bears. How about that? Obviously, Kyle had a big goal this past weekend against Johnstown, the OT winner, snapping that 14-game losing streak. Tomahawks snapping a lot of things out of the mindset, out of the psyche, getting that monkey off the back of the Maryland Black Bears when it comes to those Johnstown Tomahawks. And, I mean, one of the big things for Kyle is the path that he chose. Now, he is one of the few Canadians on the team, and by few, I mean two. Him and Bryden St. Clair, but the path that he decided to take, rather than go into the Western Hockey League, go into the major junior route, we talk a little bit about his decision to stay in the NAHL, stay away from major junior hockey in Canada, and just the what he thought coming down from the MJHL into the NAHL on top of that. But before we get to that, let's talk a little bit about what's going to be going down at the Frisco Tap House Crofton location, slash Gambrels, really Anne Arundel County area, 2406 Brander Mill Boulevard in Gambrels, 21054. Maryland Black Bears are going to be there from 4 to 8 p.m. on Wednesday, the 13th of November, and they'll be doing a little tete-a-tete, hopefully maybe getting some serving there. That'd be great. A lot of these kids underage, probably not going to happen. We'll see what happens there, but 20% of the bill will be going to the Seats for Soldiers program that they are going to enact. It's for seating for veterans and active duty members to go to the den at Piney Orchard to check out a Black Bears game. So go check it out for a good cause. 4 to 8 p.m. November 13th. That's a Wednesday, folks. So don't you dare miss that. 20% of the proceeds going to the Seat for Soldiers campaign. And hey, get yourself, if they still have it there, the Black Bear Burger. Don't know if they have it there. I, for one, haven't been to Frisco Tap House in a long while. So maybe when I go back in January, go check it out from there. So that's happening. I'll tell you more about it after the thing. But let's get to Kyle Oleksiak, guy who just taking the world by storm, 7 points in 7 games since coming back from a big training session this summer, and he talks a little bit about that as well. So here's me giving it off to me from an earlier interview. We're joined now on Chesapeake Hockey Week Interviews with Kyle Oleksiak of the Maryland Black Bears. Kyle, thank you for joining me. How are you doing today?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem whatsoever, man. So a lot of people know the team has a lot of Swedes on the team, but little do they know there's two Manitoban boys on this team right now. And it has to be a little different for you going the route that you went from the MJHL and Manitoba, the junior leagues up there, to the NAHL. What went into that choice for you?
Yeah, I think that, you know, the MJHL is a really good league for young Manitoban kids to develop and kind of adjust to the junior hockey game. And I think that moving down south to the States, to the North American League, was just a step towards the college path that I wanted to take. So, you know, it's a good league, and you know, it's helped me develop into a pretty solid two-way player. And yeah, you know, hopefully that some college looks can start happening here, and I can get that going.
Now, I've aforementioned with you and also Bryden St. Clair, the other Manitoban on the team. Did you guys know each other before coming onto this team, or did you at least know of each other?
Yeah, I knew of him last season. He actually came up to practice with us near the end of the year when he had finished with the Blizzard and the MJHL there. So I got to know him a bit while he was here, but never. I'm a year older than him, so I never played against him or anything. So, you know, this was our first time really connecting and getting to know each other. So.
Cool. Yeah. So, I mean, we see a lot, and being in North Dakota as I am, I see a lot more kids from up north in Canada take the college route and decide that over major junior hockey. Is that just a personal preference for you that you want to get, you know, get into the college game? Because it seems that between the college game and the junior game, aside from the schedule in terms of number of games, it seems that it's on par with the developmental level.
Yeah, no, I was actually protected by the Victoria Royals in the Western Hockey League, and that was an option for myself. But just being a smaller guy and being a bit of a late bloomer, I'd say, I think that the college route was more of a better option for myself, just because, you know, I can play the 4 or 5 years of junior and then play the 4 years of college instead of the 4 years of major junior and then having to make a decision right after that. So I think that college route was just always a better option for myself, as it prolongs my career by a few years. So before I had to make the jump to hopefully a bit pro.
Kyle Oleksiak joins us right now in Chesapeake Hockey Week interviews. And last year you came over to the Black Bears late in the season at the trade deadline from the Minot Minotauros. What was that experience for you to get traded, especially in your first year in the NA, and going from huge polar opposites of a little small town in Minot in the middle of North Dakota all the way to Odenton, Maryland, a little bit of a hustle and bustle of the Baltimore, Washington area?
Yeah, no, it was definitely a interesting experience, just my first time ever being traded. It was tough in the beginning just because, you know, you grow such a close bond with your teammates, and we had a really close group there in Minot, and it was tough to leave, but, you know, I was excited to join the Black Bears, and it put me in an interesting situation because I got traded on a Thursday, and the team was in Johnstown for a 3-3 Friday, Saturday, Sunday, so I actually ended up meeting the team in Johnstown on Friday night, showed up about half hour before the game. The rest is history. It's been a great, great experience out here in Maryland. The weather is great compared to back home in Manitoba. So, I mean, I can't complain.
Yeah, no, absolutely not. And I have to say, I'll be damning you because we get that same kind of weather here in North Dakota. So good luck to you in the Mid-Atlantic. I will be jealous of you every step of the way, that's for sure. Now, you mentioned the tight group in Minot, and one of the guys is now with you now. What has been good about it? Seems like you and Wilmer Skoog just clicking on all cylinders. With Ethan Heideprim there on the wing there, I believe. Like, how has that been reuniting with Wilmer?
Yeah, Wilmer and I actually, we lived about a street away from each other, so we grew really close. Wilmer's one of my best friends now, and it's been awesome just having him back and being back together. And when we do get out there on the ice, it's a lot of fun. And my first goal of the season was an example of what we can do together. So. He's a great player, and it's just awesome being back together.
This year, I mean, 7 games, 7 points, 5 goals, 2 assists. What has changed for you? What did you do in the off season that made you get your scoring touch back together?
Yeah, last year I was when I got here, I was in a bit of, I guess the entire time I was in a bit of a slump, and I think you just had to do with injuries. I was just coming off a separated shoulder. I got a couple bad hips, and I think it was just the end of the season, the trade deadline. You know, getting traded just took a lot of stress on me, and it was kind of just a bad slump. And this off season, I just worked really hard on, you know, finishing and working on my shot and everything. And now I think that everything's clicking, and, you know, hopefully I can just keep it going for the rest of the season and help the team win.
What has changed, I guess, from your short time, I guess, small sample size in both ends from last year and this year? But what has changed that you've seen from this team? Because at least from an outsider's perspective, 300,000 miles away, it's a different team. It's a different mentality. And to a man, it seems like everyone is got each other's back.
Yeah, for sure. No, I think that this just coming in again late this year, you know, it gelled really quickly with all the guys. It's a really tight-knit group. We all get along with each other, and we compete every day. So, you know, I think that just getting along and everything in the locker room and outside of the rink, you know, it really helps on the ice. And, you know, the coaching staff and the entire staff of Black Bears has done a good job of bringing in some great talent. And, you know, just on the ice, you know, everything is – a lot more smooth and a lot more skill. So, I mean, it's an awesome environment to be in right now.
Kyle Oleksiak joins us from the Maryland Black Bears. And you know, we mentioned a good start for the team. Pretty decent, a little under 500 right now. Going forward, what's obviously the playoffs the biggest thing on your guys' radar? But what has been week to week the message that's been given to everybody on the roster?
Yeah, we just got to go out and compete. You know, I think that we got a lot of skill here. And, you know, we just got to make sure that we're taking care of the defensive zone first, and then we can go play offense and have fun. And I think that's just the main focus. You know, I think that the first few weeks of the season, you know, we're all kind of just wanting to get it on the score sheet and get things going, and then, you know, not really taking care of the D zone. So I think that once, you know, I think we've been doing a better job of it lately, and, you know, I think that our game has been a good product of that. So, yeah, just going out and competing and working hard, and then, you know, the rest will take care of it because we got a lot of skill out here.
Get you out of here on a couple of things about Maryland, your new home and native land. What have you done? What have you experienced that you might not have been able to experience in Manitoba?
I've gotten to go see a Nationals game, an Orioles game. And, I mean, we have the Jets in Winnipeg, but I got to go see the Caps play a couple weeks ago, so that was really cool as well. So I got to go see the White House, and we go down and ride the scooters in D.C. all the time. So it's a lot of fun to do that. And, yeah, you know, it's an awesome area.
What are the goals for you for the rest of this season? Obviously, you want to help the team win and things like that. Is there anything personally you want to work on and develop throughout the season?
Yeah, I think just working on my two-way game. I think that, you know, I'm good in the offensive zone. I got good skill, and, you know, just taking care of the defensive zone first will just translate into even better offensive chances. So that's one thing that, you know, I really want to work on this season, and yeah.
Kyle, thank you very much for joining me, and obviously you've had a hell of a season thus far, including breaking that vaunted streak against the Johnstown Tomahawks this past weekend in overtime with a beautiful goal, even better, Selly. So I appreciate that, and the whole fan base appreciates it, man. And thank you again for joining me, man. We'll talk to you down the line. Best of luck in the rest of the season, brother.
Yeah, thank you very much for having me.
Like to thank Kyle Oleksiak for joining us here at Chesapeake Hockey Week. Again, also thanks to Colin McCarthy and the Maryland Black Bears for setting this whole thing up. And you can say thanks for me to the Black Bears if you go to the Frisco Tap House November 13th from 4 to 8 p.m. 20% of the bill's proceeds will go to Seats for Soldiers program, as the Maryland Black Bears are setting aside some sections for some veterans and active duty members of our military to go ahead and check out a Black Bears game at the Den at Piney Orchard. So go ahead and head down to the Crofton location, 2406 Brander Mill Drive, Drive in Gambrels / Wallchapel / Odington / Crofton / Irthing there. So that's it. That is it for this week in Chesapeake Hockey Week interviews. Thank you for joining me. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. I appreciate every single one of you. So for myself, I'm Scotty Waz. Take care of yourself and someone else. This has been Chesapeake Hockey Week interviews on the Face Off Hockey Show Media Faction, brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. We'll talk to you again in a couple days' time, probably. Until then, take care and peace.